Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Bert's with us in California. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vin. Happy Tuesday morning. If I have my calendar right, this is the first Tuesday in fall.
Yeah. Bert, I wanted to let you know that we have the potential for two callers. One is with us right now, a student, Ryan. And Ryan camped at Natural Farms Campground, and he's going to call. He's called in to tell us about his camping experience. He's certainly welcome to ask him any questions that you would like. And then probably or possibly in hour number two, we'll be talking about Brett's question, which was, what about a toy hauler? What kind of generator? Cummins, Onan, solar panels, monocrystalline, polycrystalline, flexible panels, AGM batteries, lithium, lead acid, sealed, flooded cells, you know, those kinds of things. So that'll be hour number two.
Basically, he wants to live off-grid in a toy hauler, which, well, we can describe for class what that is.
Yeah. Ryan is with us. Let me put Ryan on there. Welcome, Ryan. Thank you for being with us today.
Hey, Vince. How are you doing this morning?
Really, really well. So, Ryan, do you want to tell the class a little bit about what you did here, why you came out to Missouri, what you experienced? Do you want me to do the introduction, or do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. I could say it was very serendipitous. I came out to Missouri looking for land. I was attracted to the state just because there seems to be very few restrictions, which is refreshing. I'm looking all over the USA, and I found you on an Airbnb type thing for camping, and I was immediately drawn to your place because you have the cattle operation going out there, and that's something I'm very interested in. And I got lucky, and it turned out to be a beautiful place to camp, and it was just a good experience.
Well, thank you. So you came out here looking for actually the same thing that my family was looking for, freedom from restrictions, freedom from lots of help from agencies that, you know, want to charge you for all their help, and, you know, freedom from business licenses, dog licenses, inspections, detections, rejections, and all those things, and a lower cost of living, and distance between neighbors. So that's what we liked. And what did you find, Ryan, in your travels around here?
I also do like all those things, and I found, you know, there's a certain type of idea you get when you say, you know, you're going to Missouri. Even people I'm from Wisconsin originally, and they're like, oh, you're going to Missouri, you know, be careful down there. But I just found just the nicest of the nice people. I was really, you know, I wasn't surprised, but it was confirmed that there's just like good people everywhere, and that's especially true that from my experience down there.
when we first were looking for a property. We came from Virginia, and we traveled around the country. Mrs. Finelli and I spent about 20,000 miles in our truck driving around, and I mentioned to a few back home in Virginia that, you know, we're heading out to Missouri, and some people said something like, well, yeah, if you end up out there, I'd love to come visit you as soon as I find out where it is. And they just don't know where Missouri is. And it's considered still a small part of the Wild West is still here because you're responsible for you. And there's not a lot of help. There's no 7-Elevens around us. I mean, there are in St. Louis and those kind of stores in St. Louis, and Kansas City, Missouri, and Springfield, Missouri. But out where we are, there's nothing. Is that what you experienced? There's nothing here?
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, like the right when I was driving to your spot, I saw the post office, and you're like, yeah, there's no police stations out here, and I was not surprised. But that's, I love how you always say, you know, the government agencies are there to help you, and it's always hurting you. So it, one of the most valuable resources here is coming up. Hopefully not, but maybe it will be just a self-sufficient community, and I think a lot of Missouri people that live like you will, you know, they have that, and that's such a good thing. Everyone takes care of everyone when they need to.
Yeah. Now, did you find the area relatively clean in terms of freedom from trash and freedom from the blight that you see other places? Did you find that around our neck of the woods as well?
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting point. There is, like, no litter, no graffiti, you know. I was coming from California where there's homeless and litter and graffiti everywhere, so it's not, that's another nice thing about living in a rural area like that is when, you know, when everyone's from there, you take care of it. You're not going to throw a fast food bag out your car driving down the road because, you know, people will see you do that, and it's just, you know, you just don't do it. You take care of where you live, and that was obvious of that area.
Yeah, and we don't even have a sign that says don't litter. We really don't.
$1,000 fine sign.
Yeah, but there's nothing here, and you know, when you say no graffiti, you have to have idle time to have you know, to have the time to paint some graffiti. People are so busy here just trying to survive. There's no room for wasting time at any level. And that's what you see. We can barely get the things done that we absolutely positively have to get done. There's no time for frivolity. And I guess you probably saw that as well. What attracted you to the area?
Well,
in terms of trying to... In terms of, you mentioned that you'd like to buy a place out this way. What were some of the other considerations that went into that decision? You know, because there are plenty of places in the United States where you can go.
Well, you know what? I am on a budget. I've got, you know, so a bunch of fiat sitting in, well, I shouldn't say a bunch, but some good amount of fiat currencies in the bank that I want to get rid of. But it's, I want the land, but I don't even desire a huge house. Like, I would be just fine in an RV, or I don't know what a toy hauler is. I heard that in the beginning. I'm going to have to look that up. But I'm just ready to focus my intention out on becoming self-reliant and not having a mortgage. So I love that. You can just throw up an RV on some land to get going and then slowly build your house as you go. So that's such a great thing about Missouri.
Mm-hmm. And you and I had some one-on-one chats at the, you know, right at your campsite, right around the fire pit, if you will. And we spent, you know, hours talking about all kinds of things preparedness related. Did you find that the things that you and I talked about, and class, if you're wondering what they are, we can flesh that out a little bit, but it's exactly what I talk about on the air. No difference between what Ryan and I talked about one-on-one and what we talk about here at USA Prepares. Did you find that that was different from what other people who you encountered, specifically realtors, had to say, or were they saying the same kinds of things?
No, you're right. There's a most people are much more reserved. When I saw your camp listing and talking about how it was on your farm, I was like, oh, I hope this guy, you know, would be, you know, I could pick his brain, get a chance to pick his brain maybe a little bit. And you know, that was the highlight of the trip, our campfire discussions in the morning and in the evenings. But, yeah, most people were definitely not as open as you were.
Did you find that the things that I said to you about if you're going to apportion your funds, apportion a greater percentage toward the land and a smaller percentage toward the house, because you can always build a house later, but you can't always get more land later. Did you find that that was something that other people who you met said, or was that kind of unique to us, you and me?
No, that was very unique to you. Most people, I would want to go look at some land realtor-wise, and then they, you know, try to sell me a $200,000 house down the road.
Mm-hmm. With very little land.
Yes, with very little land. And that was something that I said when I first got there, I was looking at 3 to 5 acres, and I could see her face like, oh, you need 40 acres, you know? Which, yeah, would be nice.
Yeah, 40 acres. And well, because you were interested in self-sufficiency. Frank and I were talking about land, trees, and fallen wood to heat your house. And what I was trying to say is that you need more land than you think. Because if you're going to wait for tree limbs to fall down, cut them up for firewood, you need more land than you think. 2 acres is not going to do it. You'll be cutting down all the trees on 2 acres within, you know, 2 years. So that won't work. That's why you need more land. And what about the thoughts that we discussed regarding being away from lots of things like power substations, industry, businesses, railroad tracks, you know, those kinds of things, and having your own water? What were your thoughts about that?
Yes, that made me think, too. The water thing, definitely. Your water was outstanding. I would love a well like that. And how deep does your water go on your land? Like
our well is 238 feet. And the water column in that is about 100 feet from the bottom. So we have, and you know what's interesting? Our well is about the same depth as everybody else's around here. So in your travels, as you look for land, you can, you know how I mentioned, go visit the neighbors, your new neighbors, that before you get them, visit the potential neighbors and ask them about the area. But one of the things you could ask about is, how deep is your well? So if you're within a mile or two or three from them, where your place is going to be, your well is going to be at the same depth as theirs. So if you're wondering, how deep is this going to go? All you have to do is ask the neighbor, because yours is going to be just like theirs. But yeah, water.
I love that idea. Meet your neighbors before you move, especially in somewhere like that.
Yeah, and you and I talked about that, and we also talked about while you're meeting your neighbor, just say, "May I have a glass of water, please?" And then you can find out exactly what your water's going to be like. Yep.
Yes, and what a resource too to just have that great water down there.
It is, and it's free for the pumping, you know, and so one of the things that we learned is that you need to make sure that there are no contaminants that are going to be in your water. So you want to make sure that you're not near a chicken factory and where they're polluting the water. We'll be right back with Ryan and Bert. Bert, I'm sure, has some questions as well. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us, and Ryan's with us. Bert is sitting very quietly. I'm sure he's got some questions. Ryan, you had a chance, I believe, to listen to some of the broadcasts at USA Prepares. We broadcast right from the same property where you camped. Do you think that we are the same as we appear to be on the radio? Meaning, do you think we exaggerate? Do you think we make things up? Or do you think we really are who we appear to be?
That's funny. Your show is just like our discussions, I would say, pretty much exactly that I had when I was camping at your spot.
That's great. And what'd you think of the beef and the eggs? Did you have any opinion on that?
Yes, I actually brought some back for the family. We were watching the Packer game and had some burgers. They're loving the beef, and I still have two blue eggs. I've been researching those things. I can't find anything about them, but still, just delicious. The thing is with those is that kind of food, when, you know, you love your cows like they're your pet dogs, and it's all pasture-raised and everything, and it's just, you eat it and you digest it right away. There's no, like, you know, feeling gross and full. I ate a whole pound, you know, for dinner almost every day when I was there, and I always felt good.
That's wonderful. Did you have a chance to hear our dog singing? I give them singing lessons probably daily. Did you have a chance to hear the dogs from the campsite?
Yeah, the first night I did, I thought I might have been surrounded by a pack of coyotes out there, but it turned out to just be choir practice, I guess.
They are so wonderful. I go out there and they look at me and I raise my hands like a conductor and I start them and then, you know, within a second they're joining me and now they practice by themselves, you know, and with me. So it's really, it's kind of a wonderful thing. Ryan, we talked about the quiet, the sky when the sky is clear. Did you see a difference from other places?
Right before the break, the water was great, but honestly, just for my health, you know, mentally and physically, just getting away from the phone and then, you know, waking up with the sun and then having just pitch black. It was such a treat to have no light pollution or noise pollution. And just, I felt so much better. Even after, like, the first night, I just woke up and felt like I haven't slept like that in a long time. And it's hard to see the stars. People should go camping at your place just to stargaze. Like, I'm not an astrology guy, really, but or astronomy, rather. But it was just, you know, planets. I saw, like, so many shooting stars, all the Milky Way with, like, it just looked like you could see the whole Milky Way spread out in the sky. It was such a treat.
Yeah.
Might have been my favorite thing. Oh, did you ever tell these guys about how you can see Starlink go by in the sky?
You can.
Your son pointed that out. It freaked me out a little bit.
Yeah. What was your reaction to Bam?
To what, sir?
Our son. I call him Bam, B-A-M.
Oh, I didn't get that nickname. He's very. I'm jealous of how knowledgeable he is. That guy is, you know, it seems like he's doing exactly what he should be doing, just living the good life, working all day every day, which is, you know, he loves it, and that's great.
He once went on a job interview, and the guy who was interviewing him said, "Why should I hire you?" And our son said, "Well, I'm not sure you should. As a matter of fact, I'm here to see if we're a good fit and see if we like each other and we can work together. But I'm not so sure you should hire me." You know, compared to most people saying, "Well, I'm the best and I love people and I get along and I work really hard." And he didn't say that at all. So that's kind of the attitude that he has. He's very pragmatic. And he does a great job managing the farm. He really does. Ryan, Bert, you must have some questions, right, of Ryan?
Hi, Ryan. Hey, in between camping, did you have any time to look for some land?
Yeah, I saw an area of probably, you know, four chunks of land and a couple houses. Then turned me on to a that was finally helpful. I got to run around from a lot of people, but I did see some good spots out there.
All right, we'll be right back with Ryan and Bert.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. The field for the second Republican presidential debate will be slightly smaller than the first. Seven candidates have qualified for tomorrow night's debate at Ronald Reagan's Presidential Library in coastal California. Presidential candidate Donald Trump, the GOP frontrunner, will instead hold events in the battleground state of Michigan and insert himself into the UAW strike against the top three U.S. automakers. Today, President Biden joins the picket line of the UAW. At lunchtime, he'll stay roughly 2 hours and fly off to California for a fundraiser. New Jersey Democrat Senator Bob Menendez denounced efforts to prosecute him on federal bribery charges, saying he kept piles of cash that federal agents found at his home that allegedly link him to the crimes he says was from his savings over the years. Today is officially National Pancake Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now. Now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This can be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert's with us. Ryan's with us. And Bert mentioned a few days ago that Natural Farms LLC has been awarded the Star Review, which is the highest level of camping awards that you can get from Hip Camp. And it's because of many factors. And one of them, one of the factors is some of the reviews we get. Let me just read one. Quote, really great piece of land. Vince did everything he could to make sure that I had everything I needed. I was able to enjoy a campfire every morning and night. Stargazing was phenomenal, and high-quality water was available and convenient. If you stay here, make sure you get some beef and eggs. Both are extremely high quality and delicious, end quote. Ryan, do you know who wrote that?
I believe I wrote that.
Yeah, you did. And thank you for those kind words. Bert, back to you. You wanted to ask about looking for land, right?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like, you know, Vince, maybe you can tie in for people who are interested in moving to the area. Maybe partner up with one or more of the real estate agents, if you have them in Missouri, and, you know, you could have people go on a tour of properties that are available.
Ryan, I mentioned to you when you were here that there are some radio personalities who will be not named that have ties, financial ties, agreements with real estate agencies. So the radio personality brings people in, the realtor or agent or broker shows them the property, and then commission is split between the radio personality and the real estate agent, broker, or associate. And I mentioned to you that I do not have a relationship like that with anyone, but I did recommend that you go see someone I know who's been to our expos and who has trained in class how to buy property. Did you see a difference between that lady and other real estate brokers and agents?
Yes, most definitely. She was by far the most helpful, and she definitely shared the same values that I think all of us that enjoy this program have, which is self-reliance and, you know, a little distrust of institutions. And it was great to get her perspective, because she kind of, you know, when she was talking about the land, she pointed things out that were relevant to that, which was really nice.
Yeah, she's a native of the area. And she is a cousin of a USA Prepares instructor. And Roger Douglas is the name of the instructor, and Roger made some presentations in person at our Get Prepared Expos, and people loved him because he's down to earth and he says things that people just don't say when they're looking for land, you know, especially from a broker or a real estate agent. He just flat out told you the truth, and it was great. So that's why I wanted to point you to her. But, Bert, do you have any other questions for Ryan?
No, it sounds like he had a great time there, and I'm guessing there's probably a lot more people like Ryan who had a good camping experience and are thinking, you know, maybe I want to spend part of my life living this kind of a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, I believe I mentioned to you, I've mentioned it to a number of people, that coming out to our farm, camping, maybe going to one of the seminars that speak at, will change your life for sure. As a matter of fact, I've guaranteed it. And what is your reaction to that? Did this experience change your life?
It did. I hope it does. It definitely kept me motivated to keep looking in Missouri and kind of, you know, you made me feel confirmed that I was on the right path of what I was doing or am doing. So I think that was a huge benefit, and it will be life-changing sooner or later here, hopefully sooner. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So your plan is to find the ideal piece of property to become somewhat self-sufficient as best as you can and live the lifestyle of USA Prepares. Is that correct? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
I want to bring a lot to the table in terms of where I am, but I also want to tap into a community like the ones that are around there. And I think if you can tap into the right community, you pretty much are self-reliant if it's the right one. So, and that's a great spot for it. Probably one of the best of the USA that I've been to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to agree with you. And I think you can make a go of it here. However, there are some limitations, and one of them is telecommunications. Not necessarily a problem with cellular communications in terms of uptime, but bandwidth. Bandwidth is a problem because they're really the maximum that you could get from a cell tower is probably going to be around 20 to 25 megabits per second. That's going to be the limit. In terms of reliability of the landline, which used to be great, and DSL carried on the landline used to be great, it's no longer the case. Our landline is up. We have dial tone, but we can't make calls and we can't receive calls. And it was just fixed when you were here. We were having some problems with it, and we just got it fixed. And it had been down for 6 months, and finally they got it fixed, and now it's broken again. And I was on the phone with Brightspeed, the telecommunications company, and they got me a real quick appointment because, you know, it's been down so long. They're going to be out here in a little over 3 weeks to fix it. So those are the kinds of things that, you know, you have to deal with, the lack of infrastructure. But the lack of infrastructure, the reason that there is a lack of infrastructure is because there aren't a lot of people here. So if you want infrastructure like New York City, well, you can get it, but you have to move to New York City for it. And we don't want to do that. So we are willing to work with the infrastructure that's here, the limitations that are here. But that's something that you have to fully embrace and understand. It's not going to get any better anytime soon. And you know, there's a gal who wanted to come here, and she had a high-end camper. And she was going to pull it with her vehicle. And she was going to spend like a month here. And she was looking forward to it, just relaxing and working from her camper, remote working. But we couldn't get the bandwidth fast enough for her to do that because she had Zoom meeting after Zoom meeting after Zoom meeting. So she wanted the joys of high income and the joys of quiet. And we couldn't accommodate it because we couldn't get the internet fast enough for her. There's internet.
What about satellite then?
Well, that's a possibility. But, you know, she would have to spend the extra funds to do that. And maybe, you know, when she revisits us, she'll do that.
Yeah, the satellites are so close, you can, pretty sure at night in the campground, you can, if you look, you can see them going overhead.
Yeah. Ryan, any other thoughts about the lifestyle here? What would change in your life moving to this kind of lifestyle?
Well, my first thought when you were talking about no internet was that might mess with, like, the best sleep, even though I was sleeping on the floor and on the ground that I've gotten in the last, like, 5 years. So please do not put high-speed internet in that campground.
No, we would not do that. We would not do that. There'll be no Wi-Fi here. Now, if someone absolutely positively had to have it, we might run a wired connection, you know, that they could connect to, maybe shared with other people, you know, put a network switch out, something like that, possibly. But I don't see, it's not on the plans, that's for sure, not yet. But most people like it quiet, as you said, so that's really the way we'd like to leave it.
Yeah, I think he also mentioned an all-day trip to attend a Packer game.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, that is a different lifestyle, but it's a healthier one. It's slower and healthier.
And
I met a lot of like 75-year-olds that were like farming still, and it was so good to see. I feel bad my parents are in their 60s living the city lifestyle, and I don't know if they could put in 2 days of work in a row in like that right now.
Yeah, that was one of the things I wanted to ask you. What you thought of the possibly the longevity benefits of this kind of lifestyle, because I don't know a single person who has a treadmill. I don't know a single person who goes to a gym. Nobody here goes to a gym to exercise.
Well, there are no gyms, are there, Vince?
I mean, the exercise is going to pick up firewood in the woods. The exercise is feeding the cows. The exercise is, you know, running with the dogs. The exercise is going out and doing the farm chores, the feeding the chickens, tending to all the animals, repairing the fence. I mean, that's the exercise. There's plenty of it. And it's not just, you know, 20 minutes on a treadmill. But no one has a treadmill that I know of around here. And no one... It would even consider joining a gym here. Nobody. Is that something that you kind of saw in your travels around here, Ryan, that life is real busy and productive?
Is real busy, did you say?
Yeah, and productive. Not hectic stress, not people-induced stress, just busy accomplishing things that need to be done.
Yes, everyone who is living the good life out there always has something to do, for sure, I would imagine.
You know,
but it's the kind of work we're supposed to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Ryan and Bert, it's been really quiet around the house. Really, really quiet for a couple of days now. And that's because the phone's broken. And so the landline is not ringing. And I just can't imagine what it would be like having a cell phone again, because I used to have one, but I haven't had one for a long, long time. And I don't want one, because people call and call and call. And I really don't have time to take the calls, because I'm under a truck, under a car, under a tractor, fixing something, got a chainsaw in my hand. I'm going around in circles on, you know, in the fields. It's different. But the difference is nobody's making me do it. I don't have a boss that's saying, hurry, 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 faster, sell more. You know, because if you don't, we're going to fire you. I don't have any of that. It's the workload that I have is because I want to. And that's the same as Bert. Bert has, he's the CEO of a company. And if he wants to work, he works. If he doesn't want to work, he doesn't work. And if he, you know, and he enjoys the benefits of either working or not working, whatever he chooses to do. So that's what it's like here. But it's with animals, and it's with nature. Ryan, is there anything that you would change with what we've done here? I know you wanted to see the solar array. You didn't get a chance to see that. But when we come back, what would you change?
I'm going to have to think about that when I'm glad we have a break.
And Bert, if you have any other questions, feel free to bring them up in the last segment with Ryan coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Brian's with us. He was camping at naturalfarmslc.com. Natural Farms LC, as in limited corporation. Not LLC, but LC.com. And about a week, almost a week here. And Ryan, is there anything that you would change about the campground, about anything that you saw here at our farm?
I did think of one. It's kind of hypocritical because I don't like being put in databases of any kind that much, but just I met two other campers there, towards the last couple of days of my stay, and they're just like the type of guys that are, you know, hunters, you know, from, where were they from? Out of Louisiana, just really interesting people. And after I left, I was like, you know what? Those guys are probably looking for hunting land. And something that struck me that you told me that kind of blew my mind was you can make around those parts more money leasing out hunting land just a few months out of the year than you can farming for the most part. So I would love to be able to connect somehow with like-minded people that have kind of been vetted through the process. You know, if you can camp at Natural Farms, you're probably interested in this kind of stuff. It'd be great to connect with people and maybe go in on something where, you know, a couple of guys like that just want to come hunt. Yeah, come hunt and, you know, go in on a spot together and then get a food forest going on the same part and kind of work that synergistically. So it'd be cool to be able to connect with other people that are from the farm, I guess, or from camped off the farm.
You know, Ryan, you bring up a very interesting point. And what we've seen is that everybody who camps here gets along with everybody else who camps here. And they all have the same kind of threads running through their thought process, what they like and what they don't like. They all like being somewhat independent. They all like living off the land. They all want to learn and do more and roll up their sleeves and do it. And the guys that you met, Scott and Christian, who were camping near you on the campsite, yes, they're from Louisiana. And they own a store. They own a store, a hunting and fishing store. And it's top of the line. It is impressive. And what I found really interesting, our son was chatting with you, and I was chatting with Scott and Christian, and we were near each other, and we're saying, you know, hello again. You know, every day we would check on you and make sure you're doing okay and see if you need anything. And that was the day that Scott and Christian pulled in with their camper, trailer, and truck. And it's really nice. I mean, it's exquisite camper. And Christian and Scott handed me three hats, three really nice ball caps. And he said, it's for you and Bam and Ryan, if you'd like to give Ryan one. So your neighbors, before they even had a chance to say hello to you, thought, here's an offering of friendship. And they gave you a hat. Now, I'm pretty darn sure that if you were to buy one of those hats in the store, it would be about $25. It's a nice hat, right? It was not a cheap
hat. I'm wearing it right now. Yes, it is a nice one.
And wasn't that a wonderful offer of friendship? I mean, just, that's, Ryan, that's what we see here. And there seems to be a filter that people who are not nice do not come here. It's really, it's incredible. It's as good as it gets. Heating with the wood and your campfire. How did you find cooking with wood? How did you find that?
It's fun. I've done it maybe once, and I got good at it. I was really bad at first, but then with the griddle combo on top of the grate over real wood, it just felt primal. It's very fun. I miss it.
Did you find that the amount of wood that you needed was more than you might have thought initially?
Yeah, that's a good point. A lot of physical effort going into having two campfires a day that last a couple hours each.
Mm-hmm. Bert, your questions?
Vince, really just a question for you. We're getting into fall, and we know weather's not particularly great in Missouri in the winter. I'm wondering, are you going to be open 12 months, or do you close up when the snow's low end?
Bert,
or you haven't figured it out yet?
No, we figured it out. We've got reservations through January already. Yeah.
Okay.
Ryan, it's been absolutely delightful having you here at the farm. We look forward to you coming back again and again. If there's any way I can be of any help, you've got my number. And we'd love to hear you on the radio as you pursue the buying land adventures and the adventures of Ryan in moving to Missouri. I think it'd be wonderful to hear more about that.
Thanks so much, Vince and Bert. Please don't stop doing what you guys are doing. I'd love to call in a month and tell you I got a beautiful chunk of land by.
Sounds wonderful.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General. at oig.ssa.gov.